I think there's a realization that the president has reached his sunset times in terms of his leadership of the party. So people are jostling to gain control of the provinces, looking at the post-Mugabe era. So I think my advice to ZANU, if it cares to listen, is to simply agree that the president has played his role in ZANU, and there is time for everything, and he now needs to retire. What they should do in order to save their political institution, in order to stop implosion in ZANU, is to simply have a Congress, a leadership renewal, which is constitutional in terms of their part, where the president simply hands over power to an elected party representative who is going to be elected through ZANU-PF constitution. If that is not done, this infighting that you see will leave ZANU-PF in a situation where every one of them will regret. No one is going to benefit from this institutional fighting. In fact, people who are going to benefit are the democratic opposition or the opposition. That is, if they also join the faction.
But there are some critics who say if Mr. Mugabe goes, it will actually worsen because he's the glue that binds the factions together.
No, President Mugabe is not the first leader of a liberation movement or a party like ZANU who has left power and the institution remained. If he does the handover takeover properly, democratically, without allowing these fly-by-night factions, which are already eating into his political party, ZANU-PF, he can survive. In South Africa, Mandela left, the ANC is there. In Tanzania, Nyerere left, Chama Cha Mapinduzi is there.